three-time World Series champion, current outfield coordinator for the Chicago White Sox, and we're very pleased to be joined by Devon White. Devon, thank you so much for doing this today.
Hey, you guys, welcome, Jeff.
So you, how much are you here as a scout as well as helping out?
Well, you know what? Like you said, it's very important for these kids, and myself and Lloyd Mosby is here working with the outfielders, that if we see something, we pretty much, you know, help them out and try to improve their status, you might say, as outfielders to get to the next level. So it's very important for these kids, of course, to see us out here and doing the best we can to help them get to the next level for, you know, colleges and so on and so forth.
Devon, what is the level of talent like in Canada right now?
I think it's getting a lot better. Myself, Lloyd, Dwayne Ward, we did a lot of Jake here stuff, and it's throughout Canada, and we see a lot of the young kids are getting more into it. We've seen a lot more better talent, and what we've seen here the last 2 years have been very impressive.
Devon White joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. When you watch an outfielder, as a guy who played the position, as a guy who's now an outfield coordinator, if we go out to a tryout camp or whatever, if we go out to that, what are you going to look for that separates an outfielder from the rest of the class? In other words, if we've got 20 kids out there, what are the things you have to see that make you think that this outfielder has the potential to move to the next level, whether that next level's college or indeed whether that next level at some point turns out to be the majors?
Well, we're not only talking about outfielders. We're here for eyes, ears, and our, you know, the information we can feed back to these players and information we can feed around ourselves as ex-major league players to develop these players. And so we're looking for athletic ability, to answer your question, athletic ability, arm strength, foot speed, and, of course, you know, coordination. And, mm-hmm. you know, the one thing that we don't know is the makeup of the ability to play the game, because you have smart kid that plays the game very well, but they don't have the athletic ability, but they get it, you know, along the way.
Is natural athleticism still... And let's focus particularly on outfielders. Is that the thing you absolutely have to have to attract the attention of a scout? You know, in other words, you can't just be kind of an overachieving guy in the outfield. You have to have a certain amount of innate athletic ability to get people's attention.
Absolutely. You know, the arm strength, the footwork is very important. And, you know, the directional where you line up to throw the ball, the direction you put your body in to throw the ball. So all of those things that it's overlooked in an amateur sport, we look at as professional, ex-professional players. You know, even in the major league, we look at it and said, hey, this guy's not setting up right. And, you know, that's just the eye, you know, in the sky, you might say, that can go down and help individual on being better at what they do.
Devon White joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. He's a three-time World Series champ, current outfield coordinator for the White Sox. We had an incident in the Jays game last night against Baltimore that has been a hot topic of conversation throughout the city, indeed throughout baseball. I wanted to get your take on it, Devon. I don't know if you saw it.
Well, you got to fill me in a little because I overheard you guys talking about
it. Well, this is what happened at the start. Jose Reyes slid headfirst into home plate, and Caleb Joseph, who was the Orioles catcher, stepped in his hand. Now, Joseph, any of us who saw the replay saw a catcher who was more concerned about finding the ball, finding the base runner, and just getting his foot in home plate. I mean, it was pretty hard to think. He didn't look like he had enough time to sit there and say, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step in the guy's hand. Anyhow. Jose Reyes gets up. Jose Reyes is upset about this. The words are exchanged. Marcus Stroman, who's a rookie pitcher, ends up throwing behind Caleb Joseph, the catcher, when he comes up behind him head high. And, of course, warnings are given out. You know, Buck Showalter obviously is upset. The Orioles are in the top step of their dugout. Marcus Stroman leaves, and as he leaves, he looks over to the Orioles dugout, and more words are exchanged. And then afterwards, Buck Showalter calls it borderline embarrassing. And you know Buck Showalter. We all know Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter, first of all, Devon, he's a no nonsense guy himself, isn't he?
Yeah, correct. I played for him in Arizona.
Yeah, his reputation is as an old school baseball guy who wouldn't necessarily like what Stroman did, but also probably has been in a situation where he's had a pitcher do that. But what is acceptable to you in that situation? I mean, obviously, if you're going to throw at somebody, go ahead.
So if you're going to bring me in it, let me go all the way in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The last series we had against Baltimore, who got hit?
Sorry?
Did someone get hit in the last series?
I don't know if it was the last series, but I know Miguel Gonzalez hit or threw at Melky Cabrera earlier this year, and words were exchanged.
If I remember right, I think Baltimore hit, I want to say, Encarnacion.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and I'm not sure, and nothing was done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have a habit of pitching in. And
right.
Like you said, Buck is a no-nonsense guy, and he's like Tony La Russa was. If you hit one of his guys, he's going to come after one of your guys. I don't condone Jose sliding head first into home plate. That's just, you know, those things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't slide at home head first into first base or home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are going to happen. So that part, I can't say too much about it. But, you know, Stroman, if he feels that that's the thing he had to do to protect his players, that's fine. But, you know, I'm a person that, you know, don't throw above the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but then again, the ball kind of got away. And where that ball, what I saw in the replay, where that ball went, it wasn't going to hit him in the head. He threw it over his head behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
So both benches was worn. And, you know, that's part of the game. But you have to send a message, too, to say, hey, you know, the Blue Jays, we are not going to take anything from you guys, in it or not. You know, granted that, you know, Baltimore is in a better position than we are. But that's the way the game is played. You have to, you know, make it be known that we're no nonsense also.
And I would imagine as a position player, though, there's a fine line, right? Because in the American League, obviously, the pitcher's not going to come up. And it's going to be one of the guys, one of the position players that will have to bear the brunt of any retaliation.
Yeah, but I don't think Baltimore, like I said, is in a position to do something like
right.
that at this point. But like I said, but if I recall the last series, what we were in
mm-hmm.
with Baltimore, one of our big guys, either I'm not sure if it's Encarnacion or Jose or Milky got hit pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Devon, before we let you go, you know, again, your role as outfield coordinator for the White Sox.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Get that
okay.
off the books. I'm not a coordinator for the White Sox. They have gotten rid of me.
It was down here on the sheet. But when you, you know, now that you're here at this camp and you're involved with Robbie, it's an event that the Jays have really kind of gotten hold of and really used it as a means of pushing the development of baseball in Canada. How important is it for guys to get together, you know, in one central area so that scouts can come out? It's an indoor stadium. You can come out and do all the scouting you need to do in one particular area. Like, it seems that it's one of those things you almost have to do because Canada is such a big country. It makes sense to get everybody together, correct?
Correct. I think it's very important to have all these potential, you know, college and professional, soon-to-be professional players to have in one building because it's so much easier and it's cheaper for colleges to come to one location and just sit here and watch different games, and you don't have to travel around the city trying to find parks and and being outdoor, you know, temperature is set at 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, today the roof is open, but, you know, it's just a delight. You know, the weather is going to be good, and if it's not, we close the dome. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of benefits for colleges and university in the States to come up and, you know, take a look at these players.